Here we're talking about homophones and antonyms review. The antonyms is a word, an antonym is a word that means the opposite of another word. So it's the opposite. It doesn't mean the same thing. Examples: happy means you're happy, but sad means you're sad. So it's the opposite. Okay? It's the opposite. Ugly and beautiful. Happy, sad, repeat. Ugly, repeat. Beautiful, repeat. Boy, repeat. Girl, repeat. So boy is different from a girl. They're the opposite. Man, women. Man is different from a woman, because there's a lot of women, but women are like girls. So it's the opposite. Bad, good. Repeat. Bad, good. Hard, soft. Hard means that this is hard, and then this is soft. This is soft. Stop, I stop, and go, I go. So it's the opposite. Stop means the opposite of go. Okay, repeat, stop, go. Close, open. Close, open. When you close the book, close, open. It's the opposite. Cold, you're cold, or hot. Oh, this is hot in here. It's hot. Cold, hot. Repeat. Sell, buy. I sell my clothes, but then I have to go buy some clothes. Repeat, sell, buy. In, out. So this is in the pot. And then I can take it out and it's out of the pot. On, off. I can turn on the lights, or I can switch it and turn off the lights. Repeat, on, off. High, low. High, low. High is going up that way, and low is going down. Repeat, high, low. Big, little. Repeat, big, little. Short, this is short. Or long. This is long. Start. I want to start something, or you stop. So when you start running, you start running, but then you have to stop. So start, stop, repeat, start, stop, repeat, short, long. Wet, dry. It's wet outside because it's snowing. But when the sun comes up, it dries. Wet, dry. Repeat. Fat, skinny. Fat, skinny. Fat, and then skinny. Repeat. Fat, skinny. Win, lose. I win the race and I'm very happy, or I lose and I'm not happy. I'm unhappy. Repeat, win, lose. Day, night. It is day right now. Day, but at night I go to sleep. Repeat, day, night. These are antonyms. Words that mean the opposite of another word. They're not the same. Match the word with the correct letter and word. Add. Add is full, asleep, false, subtract, lower, and before. When you add something, you're doing math. So when you add something, it is to put things together. So when we add, let's say we add one, or one plus one equals two. So that is add. Add is one plus one equals two. But what is the opposite of add? So the opposite of add is subtract. In math, it's subtract. So if I were to write subtract, everybody write subtract. I want you to write this down. Add, 1 plus 1 is 2. Subtract, I would get 2. Subtract 1 is 1. So, write this down. Subtract means to put together. Add means to put together. Subtract means to take away. Okay? Subtract means to take away. Add means to put together. Raise. Raise. Repeat. Raise. Raise would be like if we raise it up. If we raise it up, we want the opposite. The opposite of raising something up is lower. Lower. We want to lower it. So if we raise the book, we want to lower the book. So it would be lower. So write this down. Raise is the same thing as lower. Raise, to go up, and lower, to go down. Write this down. After, after, after. I am going after to do something, or which would be before. So let's look at this chair. This is before the chair, and I'm going after. Okay, I'm going after the chair. So it would be after and before. Those are the opposites. They're not the same thing. Okay, so we write after and before. Write down after and before. Awake, awake, awake. That's when you're sleeping and then you wake up. Awake, awake. What's the opposite of awake? It's a sleep. You go to sleep, you wake up. Sleep, wake up. Write it down. Awake, asleep. Awake, asleep. True, true. When you're taking a test, sometimes they give you quizzes that have true or false. True means it's right. False means it's made up. It's wrong. So, this is true, and this is false. So we have true. Write this down, true and false. Next one is hungry. Hungry. Hungry, I'm hungry. What's the opposite of hungry? I'm full. Full. Oh, I ate too much. Full. So let's write that down. Write this down. Hungry. And full. Hungry and full. Hungry and full. These are antonyms. They're opposite words. So now, these are antonyms. Remember, they're opposites, like wet and dry. So what you're going to do is, this is your work. Match the word with the correct letter and the word. Let's go over the words. Heavy. Repeat. Last. Repeat. Less. Repeat. Polite. Repeat. Quick. Repeat. Different. Repeat. Same. Repeat. Slow. Repeat. Rude. Repeat. Light. Repeat. First. Repeat. More. Repeat. This is your work. Okay? The next one we're going to do are homophones. Homophones review. Homophones, words that sound alike but have a different meaning and are often spelled differently. They sound the same, but they're spelled differently. Sometimes they're spelled differently, but they have different meanings. Okay? Plate. Plate. Okay? It's a dish you put food on. Plate. Plate would be like a whole level on a mountain. Mat. Mat. It's when you put like a little rug on the floor. Mat. 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 It's when your hair is all bunched up and all tangled up. It's matted. Mat. Two. It's the number two. Two is the word. Like, I went to the store. Two is another word. Two. Where I want some ice cream. Two. Two. Air. Air is the air we breathe. Okay? Air. But then you have this air. Air is someone that your father might give you money. So you're his heir. You will get everything your dad has. Or mom. Air. Allowed. Allowed. I allowed a student to go to the office, allowed, or allowed, allowed. It's very loud, it's allowed, okay? Ate, I ate, I ate, ate. Eight would be eight, the number eight, eight. Bear. Bear is, I took off my socks and I'm in my bare feet. I don't have socks on. Bear. Or this is a bear. The bear is the animal, like, the bear. Bee, I want to be in contest. B is the word. But this B is the little insect, the little insect that goes, that will sting you. B. Blue. Blue. I blew my nose. Or the wind blew outside. Blue. Blue is the color blue. The color blue. Cell is, if you look in the science books, is what all humans have and animals. They have cells inside. Sell is to sell something at an auction, go to a store and sell some candy. Sell. Cent is a penny for money. A money, it's a cent. Scent is what you smell. Scent, smell. Sent, this scent is to send a letter and give it to someone. It's a letter that you sent. Dear is someone you would talk to someone and say, dear husband, dear wife, or my dearest friend. Deer is a deer that you find outside. It's an animal with antlers. Deer. You is you. It's you. But this you is a female deer. It's an animal, but she's female. It's a girl deer. Fair is when you go to like a carnival and you're buying stuff or you're playing games and they sell like candy, cotton candy. Fare is to pay. Like if you get on a bus, you have to pay fare. You have to pay them $1.25 to take a ride on the bus. Or you pay a fare to go on an airplane or a train. Flew. You flew on an airplane. But flu is when you get sick. You're sick. Flu. So, remember, homophones are words that sound the same but are spelled differently and they mean different stuff. So let's practice this. Match the word with the correct letter and word. So we have flour. Flour we use to cook cakes. But which one would it be that sounds the same, flour, but and is spelled differently? So we look down here and we have flower. Flower is a plant, like a rose. So flower and flower sound the same, they spell differently, and they mean something different. So let's write flower. Is the homophone of flower, the plant. Write it down. Flower is when you cook, is the homophone of flower from a rose that you smell outside. The next word is the word for. Like, I went for the ice cream, for. We have to find another word that sounds like four. So let's look down here. Four. This is the number four. They sound the same, but spelled differently and means something different. So write down four, the word four, and the number four. The word four and the number four. The next one is see. See, I see you. See. So what would mean the sound the same thing as see? See. 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 They sound the same. They're spelled differently. So they mean something different. So see is to see. And the see here is the ocean, the sea. The sea, right, sea, and sea. So we have sea. Sea is like water. A lot of water, sea. We have four and we have a flower. And these are words. Flower means to cook something. Four is a word and sea is to see something. The next thing is same, some. Some. Some means that you're talking about a few things, like one or two things. Some. So which one would be the same thing? That sounds the same but is spelled differently would be some. Some and some. This some is the word. Write this down. Some. And then some is from math. This sum is from math. It's the sum of 1 plus 1. When you add something, you have the sum. So 1 plus 1 is 2. This is the sum. And this is like talking about 1 or 2. Sum and sum. Tail. Tail. Tail is like when you have a dog and they have a tail. A tail. Well, this tail is not that. Tail, this is a tail to tell a story. Tail, to tell a story. This is the tail that a dog has. So let's write that down. Tail is to tell a story. Write tail. It's a story, and tail is a tail from a horse. So a tail is a story, and the tail is from a horse. Tail. Write it down. Pail. Pail. Which other word would be for pail? This pail is like a bucket to put water in. Pail. And this pail means that you're sick and you're all white. Pail. So write this down. Pail. It's like a bucket, and then you have pail, that you're white and sick. So, write this down. Pail is like a bucket to carry water, and this pail is when you're white and you're sick. Last one is through. Through. This word through means that I can go through the door. Okay? I open the door and I go through the door. That is this one here. Through. So I want another one that sounds the same thing and it would be through. This word through, you threw the ball. You get a ball and you threw the ball. This word here, through, is you open the door and you go through the door. Write this down. Through. Go through the door. And then we have through, where you throw a ball. Right? Through, you go through the door. And through, you threw the ball. Now, what you're going to do is, this is going to be your homework now. You're going to do this by yourself. Match the word with the correct letter and word. Let's go over the words. Weak, red, this is the color red. Son is, I have a son and a daughter. Mall is where you buy things. Main, it's the main thing that you do. Male is a man. Read, to read is to read a book. Read. Reed is a little thing that comes out from the water. It's like a plant. Mail is you open the mail and read it. Mane is like the lion has a mane. The lion has a mane, his hair. Weak is that you're so weak you can't do anything. Sun is the sun we see outside. Red, now pay attention, read can be said two ways. Okay, read, and you can say red. Red, I will read a book, I read a book. So these two words have two different, they spell the same, but they're said differently. Read and red. Maul. Maul is to eat, like the lions will maul you, they eat you. Maul. So, I will give you a hint on one of them. Okay? Red, the color red. Sounds, homophones, they sound the same but are spelled differently. Red and red. Okay? You will do the rest. Fluency practice. Reading sight words as fast as you can for 1 minute. Remember, the first five are the same, and then they're the same and the same. I'm just repeating it three times so you can practice them. I'm going to go over these words. Two, two, repeat, two. Two is the number two. Could, could, repeat, could. I could go to the store. When, repeat, when will I go to the movies? When is a question word. Been, repeat, been. I have been to the Grand Canyon, been. Time, repeat, time. Time is when you're telling the time on the clock. Him, repeat, him is a boy or a man, him. May is the word. If I were to capitalize this, it would be the month, but this is the word may. Like, may I have some candy, may I have a hamburger, may. If it is a month, you would capitalize that. But it's not capitalized, so it's just the word. Has, repeat, has he gone to the hospital? These, repeat, these are my crayons. Do, this could be used as a question. Do you like to go to the movies? No, it means no. Repeat, any. Do you have any pencils I can borrow? Any. Who, it's a question word. Who do you like the most? Who? First would be the first person. First, word, first letter, A, first. Will you please come to the kitchen? Will. My. More. More is I have more money. I have more cars than you. More. Then I went to the park. First, I went downtown, then I went to the park. Will you please come if I tell you that I'm going to buy you ice cream? If. Can you please come to the living room? Would you please not do that? This is the word, would. There. This is the word, there. It's their car. It's their pencil. It's their house. There. It belongs to them. All. Everything. All. Which will I see first? Which? More. I want more. So, you're going to practice these three times, 1 minute each, so you can memorize them.